Yud Cheshvan, the 10th day of Cheshvan, Shia Tanya for this day is in Igeres HaKedesh Simachov Vav, Igeres HaKedesh 26, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining a statement in the Zohar that says that the study of Mishnah is necessary in order to elevate the good from the evil, to separate the good from the bad, which is the Eitz HaDaas, Teva Ra. And the Alter Rebbe explains how that's true in the time of Golus, when the Shechina is in Golus, and the Mishnah comes down from the world of Atzilus, which is its origin, to the world of Yetzirah, where there is evil, where there is Ra, in order to elevate the good from the bad. And that is through the study of Halacha, Mishnah, by clarifying and by revealing the Halacha that was student sealed and hidden in Klipa, as it was in Klipa. And that's why it was unknown until the particular student, the Talmud Chacham, as it says, Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Osid L'Chadish Nitna L'Meisha Misinai, that when the proper student of Torah realizes or discovers a new insight, a new clarity in a halacha, and that's true of every generation and of every Jew, that every Jew is capable of gaining such an insight, depending on the root of his neshama and the spark that he is meant to elevate in coming down into this world. That's what the Zayat is referring to when he says that the study of Mishnah is necessary in order to separate the good from the bad. Aval b'teis hashchina miklipas neiga, or nusachach mehaklipes, but when the Shechina comes out of Klipa, in other words, when Mashiach comes, acha sheyushlam birr hanitzutzeis, after the job, the mission of elevating the sparks has been completed, the yufrad hara mehatev, and then the bad is separated, peeled away from the good, the yispardu kopeali oven, and all the wickedness is ended, v'leishalta ilna de tevara, and then the tree of knowledge, the good and bad, is no longer dominant, doesn't prevail, b'teis hatev mimeno, because the good has been extracted from it. It no longer has any power. Azai l'yihye esek ha-teira v'ha-mitzvah l'varir b'zudin, then the purpose of studying Torah and of doing mitzvahs will not be for the purpose of elevating sparks, ki'im li'yachid yichudim el'yenim yese, but rather to create, to generate higher and higher unions. To draw down higher light, higher godliness, from a place higher than Atzilus, new light, bringing new light into existence, as the Arizal writes. And then this will be accomplished through the study of the inner part of Torah, through the hidden part of Torah. And the mitzvahs will be performed with a higher intentions, that correspond to higher light, to higher godliness. Because the root of the mitzvah is much higher than creation, than existence. It is rooted in God Himself. The mitzvah betelis lasid lovei, and the statement of the sages that when Mashiach comes, the mitzvahs will be discontinued. Haynu b'tchias hamesim, that means in the time of tchias hamesim. Aval leili yemes haMashiach kedem tchias hamesim. Aval leili yemes haMashiach kedem tchias hamesim ein betelim. But in the days of Mashiach, which is a time period before the tchias hamesim, before the resurrection, then the mitzvahs will not be discontinued. The mitzvahs will be valid then too. The Rebbe Shlita points out that there are actually two opinions. There's an opinion of Tosfos and an opinion of the Rashba and the Ran. The Gemara says that it is permissible and it's acceptable to bury a person in shrouds made out of shatnas. Well, you're not allowed to wear shatnas, but you're allowed to bury a person in shatnas. From this Tosfos says, we see that when the person gets up and is resurrected in Tchiyas HaMeisim, it won't be a problem that he's wearing shatnas, because mitzvahs will be discontinued in Tchiyas HaMeisim, but not until Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Rashba says that it's okay for a person to be wearing tachrichim as long as he's dead, because a dead person doesn't have mitzvahs. So he seems to be saying that after Tchiyas HaMeisim there will be mitzvahs. So the Alter Rebbe, earlier in Tanya, seems to be going according to the Rashba. Here, the Alter Rebbe is explaining according to the opinion of Tosfos, who holds that mitzvahs will be discontinued after Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'lochein yihye gam ikir esek ha-teira gam kem b'pnim yisam mitzvahs v'taymeyim ha-nistadim. Since the klipa will be removed from the world, there won't be a need to study Torah to do mitzvahs on a level that elevates good from bad. We will be studying Torah and doing mitzvahs on a higher level, and therefore we will be studying the higher part of Torah and doing mitzvahs in a higher way, doing mitzvahs based on their higher kavanah. Aval hanigleis yihiyu gluyim v'yaduyim v'kol ish Yisrael. But the revealed part of Torah, the halacha and so on, that will be revealed and known to every Jew. B'yadiyah b'tchila b'lishikha. When a Jew will study the revealed part of Torah, he will understand it immediately the first time around. He won't have to analyze and have pilpul questions and answers, and also he won't have to learn it over and over again in order to remember, because there won't be any forgetting. Without klipa, there is no concealment, and therefore it can be understood immediately, and without klipa, there is no forgetting. And there won't be a need to study them diligently, except for the Erev Rav, those who do not merit to taste from the tree of life, shupnimiyas ha-teira v'ha-mitzvah, which is the inner part of teira and mitzvah, the pnimiyas ha-teira, v'tzrichem lasek b'teira b'mishnah, and they will need to study, like as today, they will then also need to study the Mishnah, lahatish keyach ha-sitra achra ha-dovuk b'hem, in order to weaken the influence of the klipa that is attached to them. Through the study of Torah, in the manuscript, in the handwritten manuscript, these words don't appear. They'll need to weaken the klipa, the unholiness, so that it doesn't prevail over them and cause them to sin. As it says, that even then there will be the possibility of sin. It says, v'hacheta ben meyashana yikulo, that the sinner will be cursed when he reaches the age of 100. Sheyiyu chetim me'erev rav, because from the erev rav, from the mixed multitude, there will be those who sin. And they will need the effect of studying Torah to keep them from sinning. V'gam le'maise yiyu tzichem l'prati halochis asr yisr v'tumah. Yesem yisrael, and also in fact, in practical application, they will need the knowledge of the permissible and the not permissible, the clean from the not clean, more than the Jew will need it. Because to the Jew, no imperfection and no tumah will occur. Because, as it says concerning tzaddikim today, that no fault and no sin occurs to them. So that's how it will be for all Jews after Mashiach comes. And it is also possible and probable that from the study of the Pnimiyas HaTeira, from studying the inner part of Torah, we will automatically know the revealed part as well. K'may Avram Avinu Olav HaSholim, as it was with Avram Avinu, where the Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu practiced all the mitzvahs and fulfilled all the halachas even before they were given. How did he know them? He knew them because of their inner meaning. He knew tefillin because he knew what the inner meaning of tefillin is. So although he didn't fulfill the mitzvah begashmias the way we do, but he knew the mitzvah from its pnimis. V'lochein ein tzedach lasik behem klal, and that's why there will be no need to study them at all, to study these halachas. Mash'ein kein bizman b'yishenim, whereas in the times of the second Beis HaMikdosh, hayu tzrichim lasik, there was a need to study them, although on the one hand, the Alter Rebbe is saying that there are two purposes or two accomplishments that result from the study of Torah in the halacha, pilpul, and so on. The first is that you clarify the halacha, and the second is that you release the divine spark that had fallen into the klipa. So in the time of the Bayis Sheni, there was no need to study the halacha in order to clarify the halacha, because Torah was not concealed to them. Klipa had not become so dominant, and the world had not sunk so low that even the Torah in this world would be concealed by klipa. But there was klipa in the world, and for that purpose, to weaken the klipa of the world, there was a need to study the halacha. Ki gam lei bishvil halacha l'maisa bilvad. Gam ki lei bishvil halacha l'maisa bilvad. Although they didn't need to study the halacha in order to know the halacha, elo shezel ikir haved lahatish keyach hasitra achra, but rather the main purpose was to weaken the klipa, ulahales nitzutzi hakedusha ide atayda v'aveda, and to elevate the sparks of holiness through Torah and through aveda, k'mei shekosev makim acher. V'achar advarim v'emes ha'eila, and after these words and truths, yuvan heitiv b'teisus biyir haram d'le'il, we will understand more clearly and better the zaya mehemna quoted above. B'masha omar ilna d'teivara, in that he referred to Mishnah as being Eitz Hadas, a mixture of good and evil. Yitzein eleima klipas nega shehu elam hazeh ha'ike, k'mashikose Beitz Chayim v'dal. He was referring to klipas nega, which is basically this world, and it is for the purpose of elevating this world that the Mishnah comes down into the world, into the klipa, in order to be able to be mevarer the nitzutzim. The Rebbe Shlita points out in the end of Tanya that it should say here shehu olam hazeh ha'iker, it should either say iker olam hazeh or olam hazeh bi'iker, meaning to say that this klipas nega that needs to be elevated is an olam hazeh as we know it today, before the coming of Mashiach. But after the coming of Mashiach, when the klipa will no longer prevail, then the study of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs will be on an entirely different level. Earlier in this Pedik, in this Simen Chavov, the Alter Rebbe mentions that when you eat something that is prohibited for Pikuach Nefesh, then it is not prohibited at all, and it becomes Heter Gomer. And the word it becomes completely permissible. And the word gomer is in parentheses. The Rebbe Zal Gesundheim points out that the reason that it's in parentheses is because it is not so clear and it is not so simple that eating something that is prohibited in order to save a life becomes totally permissible. We find the story in the Gemara that Elisha, or other, known as Acher, who became an apikoros, the Gemara says that it happened because while he was being carried, it was in the womb of his mother. During the pregnancy, his mother had to eat a non-kosher or a prohibited food. And it's that food although she ate it and was given the food to eat because it was a mitzvah to save her life and she had to eat it, yet it affected the child so that the child had some unholiness within him that eventually led him to becoming an apikoros. Also, it says that that a woman who eats prohibited food, something that isn't kosher, in order to save her health or her life, and she is nursing, should refrain from nursing until that food has been processed through her body, out of her body. Because in nursing, the child will be affected by the non-kosher food. So we see that even when you're supposed to eat something that isn't kosher in order to save your life, the food itself doesn't change the nature of the food. It remains klipa, it remains unholy, only it is permissible because saving a life outweighs the prohibition of the non-kosher food. And that's why the word gomur, it becomes completely permissible, is in parentheses because it's not completely permissible. It retains its original nature of unholiness. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 10th of Cheshvan, the Yud Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes, the Rebbe Rabbeinu Hazaken, the Alter Rebbe, fleck zogn af Atzilus, even. When he would refer to Atzilus, he would say above. Mendezelt, as in Ksav, fleckte von his rakshus, mer vi atzi, nishkenen anschreiben. It is told, it is related, that from the intense feeling that the Alter Rebbe had, when he would write the word Atzilus, he would be unable to complete it. And he would write only the letters Aleph, Tzadik, Yud.